Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm here with my best friend, Meredith. Say hi, Meredith.
Hello, kids in the car.
We love having you back. It's so much better when I'm not talking to myself. My dogs think I'm a weirdo. This has been amazing, and I'm pretty psyched for today's trivia. It is music trivia. We all know historically Meredith rocks music trivia. She does extremely well and usually ends up singing for us. We're going to keep our fingers crossed on that. We're going to send a happy birthday really quick out to Reed, Oak, and Asmina. Happy birthday, you guys. I hope you have an amazing birthday week. I hope that the weather is going to be a little bit kinder to you this week. All right, so I am going to lead you guys through three rounds of music trivia. Every round has 10 questions. The first round's a little bit different because I'm going to say a lyric to you, Meredith, and you have to tell me who the singer or band is that sings it.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to say the lyric. Are you ready for round one?
Yes.
Question one. I want to hold your hand.
The Beatles.
That's right. The Beatles. Okay. Question two. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a room. Happy Pharrell.
Yes, Pharrell is right. Question three. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want. It's a Spice Girls.
It is a Spice Girls. All right, question four. My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, oh my God, but I'm just going to shake.
That's Taylor Swift, baby.
That is Taylor Swift. All right, question five. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up. Hey.
Beyonce.
Yes, that's right. Miss Beyonce. Okay, question six. My sugar boo, I'm levitating. The Milky Way, we're renegating.
My favorite, Dua Lipa.
That's why I put her on here. I knew she was your favorite. Okay. Seven. Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song.
That cute little Harry Styles.
It is Harry Styles. That's right. Question eight. Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition.
Dolly.
Dolly is right. Miss Parton, that's right. Question nine. So I put my hands up. They're playing my song, The Butterflies, They Fly Away.
So I put my hands up, playing my song. Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus is right. All right, final question of this round.
Okay.
potential perfect round. Hold me closer, tiny dancer. Count the headlights on the highway.
Elton John.
Yes.
Is this my first perfect round?
Might not be all my right. first, but it probably might be my last. So that's pretty exciting.
You are music is your jam. I'm unafraid.
I do love music.
We're going to go into round two. These next two rounds are just general music questions. Could be lyrics, could be questions about music, movies, whatever, a whole bunch. Here we go. Question one, round two. This music filled movie follows a college a cappella group called the Bellas.
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect is correct. Question two. What trio of brothers went number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with the 1997 song Mmm-bop?
Hanson.
Hanson is correct. Question three. Which city is often referred to as the birthplace of jazz?
New Orleans.
Yep, New Orleans is correct. Question four. What singer is known for the song Hotline Bling?
Drake.
Yes, that would be Drake. Okay, question five. Before Beyonce went solo, she was part of what girl group?
Destiny's Child.
Absolutely. Question six, kind of a hard one. What year was the Woodstock Music Festival held? Like the first one, the original Woodstock.
1968.
Oh my God, it's 1969.
What?
So close. They were probably planning it in 68. I mean, so like the intent was there. Okay, question seven. Which classic song is often used to keep the beat in time while performing CPR? Like they teach it in class.
Oh, I know this because I know CPR. It's staying alive. Staying alive. Staying alive.
So apparently you push, you compress their chest to the beat of that song.
Yeah.
Staying and that's alive. How you give CPR.
Keep pushing. Yeah.
There you go, kids.
Keep them alive. Now keep you'll remember.
All right, question eight. This is a hard one. What is the stage name for the artist whose real name is Peter Gene Hernandez? He's kind of a little one. He's a little guy.
He's a little guy.
Mm-hmm.
That little guy, Joe Jonas.
Oh, he is little too, isn't he? I wonder how tall they are in comparison to each other.
I don't know.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Question nine. What is the official name of our national anthem? What's the song called?
The Star-Spangled Banner.
Correct. Final question of this round. These three musicians are the current judges on American Idol.
Katy Perry and the guy that's married to Miranda Lambert and someone else.
Went off the rails after Katy Perry. So Katy Perry, we got Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan.
Oh.
Not bad, not bad. You still got most of them right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with more trivia.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places. Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
From the terrifying power of tornadoes to sizzling summer temperatures, AccuWeather Daily brings you the top trending weather-related story of the day, every day of the week. You can learn a lot in just a few minutes. Stories that will impact you, such as how a particular hurricane may affect your area, or will that impending snow event bring more than just a winter wonderland? Occasionally, there are weather-related stories from the lighter side, like how a recent storm trapped tourists inside Agatha Christie's house, a setup perfect for a plot of one of her novels. And if there's a spectacular meteor shower or eclipse coming your way, we'll let you know if the sky in your area will be clear to check out the celestial display. You see, AccuWeather Daily is more than just weather. It's AccuWeather. Listen and subscribe to AccuWeather Daily wherever you get your podcasts. That's AccuWeather Daily, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back for round three of Music Trivia. Meredith's been like sweeping the floor with you guys. I hope you're able to keep up with her. She's been having some really strong, perfect first round, almost perfect second round. Let's see what round three brings. Question one, what instrument did Louis Armstrong play?
A trumpet.
Trumpet is correct. Question two. What 1980s Kate Bush song was featured on Stranger Things, resulting in it shooting to the top of like every playlist?
Oh, running up the something, Kate something. I don't know.
Running up that hill. You were right there. Okay, question three. This heavily tattooed singer is known for such hits as Circles and Sunflower.
This is my husband's favorite, and it's Post Malone. It's so weird that this old man loves Post Malone.
Yes, I put that in there because I knew it. You always talk about that. Question four. What are the names of the three Jonas Brothers in the band?
Nick, mm-hmm. Joe, mm-hmm. And I don't know.
The poor third one. It's Kevin. All right, question five. What does Ed Sheeran name his albums after? I actually didn't realize he did this.
I have no idea. Cars? I don't know. What is it?
It's actually math symbols.
Oh.
It's all mathematical.
What?
I know. Ooh, now you're going to know. Okay. Question six. How many members does BTS have? Basically, seven. There's a lot.
That's a big boy band.
It's a very big boy band.
I don't know one BTS.
It's like they couldn't
song.
Say no
Maybe
to anybody.
I don't know.
I would probably know one that they probably played a lot, but I couldn't name it or recite any of the words.
Yeah.
I was too old. We missed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't learn new things at this point. Okay.
No. Next. No, it takes a lot. You got to put in a Barbie movie for me to retain anything that's new. Okay. Question seven. What country-infused pop song went 14 times platinum in 2021?
Old Town Road.
Yes. Lil Nas X, Old Town Road. That's right. Question 8. Which rock drummer is married to Kourtney Kardashian?
Travis Barker from Blink 182, who yes. I am going to see this summer. I am going to see Blink 182 at the Ocean City Music Festival.
Oh my gosh.
I feel very cool.
Yeah. All right. Question 9. Which band's signature song is Dancing Queen?
ABBA.
Yes. ABBA. Okay. Final question of this round. What country is Rihanna from?
Barbados. And don't even get me started. There is a campaign to make her like the queen of Barbados.
Like the real queen?
Like,
that's amazing.
She does so much for the country that there's like, if you look it up on social media, your parents, they'll fall right down that rabbit hole.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. This is probably your best thing of trivia ever. I swear you only missed like two or three.
Yeah, I do pretty good at
show.
The music one. Yeah.
Yeah. I figured this was your jam and you'd be really excited about it. All right. We want to hear how you guys did. Make sure to head over to our Instagram and Facebook page and let us know on the post. If you want to hear your name shout out on the show, we love that for you. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Make sure to include your name because that's how we know who to give the shout out to. Same with birthdays. We got to have your name, guys. If you have any pictures you want us to post, we love that. Have your parents send it. Include your names. You know the drill. Just got to have your names. Okay. Thanks for listening, trivia nerds.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.